Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat today. We got to have a little announcement. My great friend and I should have been my personal brother, Jerry Savelle, has
my
not
friend,
passed too. Away. He has arrived.
He has arrived.
He's went to heaven, bless God, enjoying himself, seeing the things I seen when I went to heaven.
Yeah.
It's just such a blessing of the Lord.
We heard the sad news on Monday, but and we're praying for the family. And we honor the life that he led. We celebrate him. And, you know, what a great friend. It's wonderful to have friends.
Oh, did we have friends? I mean, he has such a legacy. I mean, I could spend hours just talking about the stuff we did, mm-hmm. the fun we had, and all the kind of different things. I mean, spiritual, physical, financial, everything you could think of, you know. And he really should have been my brother. I would say this to his credit. He told me one time, Jesse, you need to change your name. I said, change my name? What do you mean change my name? He said, you should be Jesse Savelle Duplantis. I said, oh, okay. And he said, you know what? I'm going to change mine. I'm going to be Jerry Duplantis Savelle.
You know, that's what covenant,
such a blessing.
Covenant was all about. When God made a covenant with someone,
Amen.
Their names changed.
Yes, that's
so
right.
That was a beautiful thing he told you. I didn't
realize
that. Yeah,
that's a long time ago and all that kind of stuff. But we always, I met him in 1980, and someone told Jerry, asked him, do you know Jesse Duplantis? And he said, no, but I've heard of him. And this person said, if you ever meet him, y'all will become lifelong friends. Well, it wasn't no more than maybe a couple of weeks later, someone walked up to me, a different person said, hey, do you know Jerry Savelle? I said, no, but I've heard of him, you know. He said, well, if y'all ever get together, y'all will be lifelong friends. And we met one time preaching at the same church, no more than about maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months later or something like that. He said, I'm Jerry Savelle, and I'm Jesse Duplantis. And that right there, we were connected together as a covenant, as brothers in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we used to razz each other all the time. I always told him, I said, you know, I'm taller than Jerry. He said, it's your hair. It's just a little bit higher than mine. But we had such wonderful times. And I talked to him like, I'm talking about him like he's not passed away as far as I'm concerned. He has arrived. And
yes.
He's more alive today than he was. But we need to pray for Carolyn and Terry and Jerry Ann, and of course, the grandkids and the great-grandkids. Because he's going to be sorely missed, but we do not grieve.
Yeah.
Because we know what the word said, Jesus bore our grief and took our sorrow. That doesn't mean you don't cry, you know. And I'm of all time to me talking about it, I got my daughter here that's in the studio, and she knows I struggle with that crying stuff. And she said, well, you know, Daddy Jesus cried. I said, that's true. But, you know, and that's true. That's it. You know what I mean? I guess if I would have been one of Jesus' disciples, I would say, what's the matter? You know, that kind of stuff, you know, the way I was raised.
Well,
but it don't make it right.
That's
it don't make it right. It's okay.
Jesus is our example, and
that's
it's
right.
Okay to cry.
That's okay to do that.
I got Kleenex handy if you need
okay,
it.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, God is so good. We love you, Jerry. We love Carol and all of them. If you know, and we'll say it on television worldwide, if you need us, we are there.
Amen.
Always will. Anytime, any place, always there.
Yes.
And I want to personally thank Jerry's probably greatest armor bearer, Big Tony. I tell you, Tony was such a blessing and is a blessing. Mm-hmm. And he was with Jerry when Jerry went into heaven and things of that nature. And Tony, I want to just say it. Thank you for serving that man and for serving Carolyn. And he said, I'll do it till the day he dies. And he called Jerry Dad and he called Carolyn Mom.
Right.
So it's not a blessing of the Lord. It's just such a blessing. Thank you.
Yes.
And so Jerry said, well, we will see you soon. People say, you're going to die for that? No, I'm believing in the rapture. But
yeah,
you know,
we believe it soon.
I've always said, if he don't come get me, I go get him. That's it. You know, all I know is he's coming. Mm-hmm. And God is so good and gracious. So
Amen.
Thank you. If you don't mind in your daily devotions, if you pray, hold up the Savelle family. And I tell you what, and let me tell you, his ministry is going to go on. There ain't no three ways about that, because every man's work must be a continuation. Where there's a Moses, there will be a Joshua. That don't make no difference. And I mean, that's just silly.
And
so
you know, one
things
of his
are going to work.
Most famous messages that I remember was, if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep you goods, or
yes,
something
sir.
Like
that's
close
correct.
To that. And so his desire, I think, would be for us to all be in joy.
Amen.
Don't let the devil get you into defeat or fear.
Right.
Stay in joy, and God will bless you.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Happiness is an emotional feeling. The joy is a fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And that's a vast difference. Now, when you got joy and happiness, you're dangerous.
Winning combination.
It's doing good. Last week,
we
talked about something, and I'll never forget this. This is probably 1982. I went to a restaurant with my brother-in-law, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And everybody was talking about all kind of different things. And, you know, he said, man, we just need a sign from God. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And the Lord gave me a sermon, The Battle Cry of the Christian. Show me a sign, Lord. Show me a sign, you know. And then I noticed something that, especially in this day and time, people are looking for signs. I mean, they read a lot of things into the eclipse. And let me tell you something about the eclipse. I think the totality of it in one place was like 4 minutes and 38 seconds, something like that. And people say it was like the eclipse of Jesus when he crucified. No, no. Jesus called it, it wasn't an eclipse, because God didn't need the moon. God blacked out the sun.
Yeah.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yes. 3 hours.
But, yeah.
That's
it's
powerful,
recorded
brother.
In the Gospels.
Yeah. Right. Go read it. It's in the Scriptures. And at first, we didn't really realize it. We just think, he didn't need the moon to get in between the earth and the sun. God just blacked it out. That's the kind of God we serve.
Right.
And he loves us, and it's such a blessing. And you know, it made everybody realize that the light had went out.
Right.
You know, to make them understand what's going on. But see, people love signs and things, but you got to be careful. That's why the Lord gave me that old sermon. And I mean, it's a real old way back there. The battle cry of the Christian, show me a sign. Now, I want to give you some scripture, what Jesus said.
You said it so fast, nobody heard it. Show me a sign.
I said, yeah, the battle cry of a Christian. Show me a sign,
show
Lord.
Show me a sign.
Hallelujah. So go with me to the book of Mark chapter 8. Hallelujah. I want to read some very familiar scripture. I'm going to start reading with verse 10 in the King James. Jesus had just finished feeding the 4,000. And in verse 9 and verse 10, and straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples. Now notice that, with his disciples, they're all together, and came into the parts of Dalmatia, and the Pharisee came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. Mm. Now Jesus looked at that and said, y'all just trying to tempt me. Because, you know, he was a miracle-working Jesus born. I mean, so they wanted signs. Are you the Messiah and all that kind of stuff? I like what Jesus said in verse 12. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said this, why doth this generation seek after a sign? I'm going to stop right there and ask this. Why does this generation that I'm living in right now are seeking after signs? When we have the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Let's read it again. Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. Now, you know what that means? If he didn't give it to them, why would he give it to you? Oh, you got to understand, you have the Word of God complete and everything. Now, who don't want, to see signs? Everybody likes that. You know, Gideon asked for a sign. But we knew covenant people. We ought to believe what the Word of God says concerning that. Now, you know, I've had some people say, when this eclipse just took pass, last week or something like that, you think that's Ezekiel 38? No, I don't think so. But one day Ezekiel 38 is going to come to pass. That's a fact, you know, those kind of different things. Because the Word of God is forever, and it will do it. But, you know, I don't look for signs at all. I mean, I want to know about them, and I like them, but I go to the Word of God. If I want something, I go to the Word of God. If I'm troubled by all the politics that are going on, the craziness that is happening, and the things that are going on, I go to this little scripture, occupy till I come. Just keep going. Just keep moving. And let me tell you something. It's very hard to hit a moving target. If you move, and Satan will have a hard time to strike an arrow at you, you see. But keep the shield of faith in front of you. So the only thing it'll hit will be your faith. And don't carry the dart around with you. Just knock the dart off and stay behind the shield. Just stick your hand and knock it off, you see. And that's why, because I don't need a sign. I know Jesus is coming. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that no sign will be given for the rapture. God said there'll be two in the field, one will be taken, and the other one just stays there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, but nothing wrong with wanting to see signs. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is we have the greatest sign, and this is a blinking light here, this Bible, and from Genesis to Revelation. So what do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? And don't mix faith and time. That's the problem, because time becomes your enemy. Stay with your faith, praise God, hallelujah. And time, I'm telling you, will mess you up, because if it didn't work, well, you see, that stuff doesn't work because it wasn't fast enough. Well, it has nothing to do with time, because God's a timeless being. Did you just drop your pen?
I did.
Deanna, will you come over here and come on the set? Is Kathy looking for a pen? You can jump around here. We got several people in the in the studio right here.
I was going to write down something so I wouldn't forget it, because yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Right, that's all. You didn't want to interrupt me. That's a miracle of God. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to turn it to you. What did you, so you don't forget.
I was just thinking about how Jesus had just fed 4,000 people. That's a pretty good
sign. That's a pretty good sign, yeah.
It just reminded me of these people that say, you know, I see it, but I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. So there's, even if you get a sign, they won't believe.
That's
you
right.
Believe when you hear the word of God. The only thing that will bring faith is the word of God. Jesus taught them. Everywhere he went, he preached, he teached, he taught, and he healed.
That's right.
All of those were signs. There's already been enough done and said, recorded, for us to believe God.
Glory to God.
And so we don't need to be seeking after signs, because I think the reason that this is so important is because, especially in the last days, there's going to be signs and lying signs, it says.
That's right.
It talks about lying wonders.
That's right.
So the enemy would want to come and capture people and pull them away. And so we need to just stick with the word of God, and God will not vary from his word.
Well, you know, I heard someone say this one time, man, that guy gave me a word, and there's no way he could have known that, and that had to be God. Well, you know, let me tell you something. Satan was there when he knew that.
Yeah, familiar.
Satan's, yeah, the
familiar
spirit can do the exact same thing. But how do you know? There's a test in the Bible. When you hear something,
yeah. The
Bible said, ask that spirit or whatever, do you believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh?
Right.
Now, let me help you. I know Satan is the father of lies, but he will say, no. See, well, he said, well, could he lie? He can't lie on that. Let me tell you why. Because if he said yes, then he would say that Jesus defeated him as a man.
Right.
So that's why he says, no, Jesus did not defeat me as a man. He defeated me as God. But we know Jesus defeated him as a man. He called himself the Son of Man. So if Jesus can defeat him as a man in the flesh, so can you.
You know, Jesse,
you see what I'm saying?
I want to read that verse where that's at, because it's important that people know that's, I know we quote it often.
Yes.
But it's in 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit,
right.
But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that
right.
Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world.
I mean, this is a surefire way to know what's going on when the things are coming in your mind. Now, let me help you with this. There's another scripture Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
That's
didn't
right.
say just believe it. It said knows my voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
Mm-hmm.
See, but you got to know something. See, and when you know in whom you have believed, I talked about that on Faith to Facts this week. When you know, you go past knowing, past believing to persuade it. Then you, my God, you can walk in this life like as if you'd be walking on the streets of glory, like Jerry Savelle is right now, walking the streets of glory. And I tell you what, I know exactly what Jerry's saying. What's my assignment? Because Jerry's like me. He had been preaching. And when we get to heaven, we're not going to stop preaching. I mean, the Word of God, we're going to talk about the Word of God because it's so vast and so big for you in the eternity of eternities. We think we know this. No, we just barely scratch this. I asked one of a big famous preacher many years ago. I said, I guess you've preached the whole Bible. He said, no, I started way back 60 years ago in Genesis chapter 1. And I got to the first word, in. He said, all them years. He said, uh-uh. He said, it's so pregnant with revelation. I'll never forget that. And it was just such a blessing. And it is, I think sometime I really know a verse. And then all of a sudden I get a revelation come flying out, praise the Lord. And I go, I didn't see that before. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I'll tell you something. I'll give honor to whom honor is due. Jody's in the studio here. And we were talking about that, about tithing, you know, so many people are tithing, not for the day, and things of that nature, you know. And Jody said, and she was writing, helping me do some things, and she said something wonderful. She said, well, Daddy, is Moses your seed? I said, no. He said, when God gave
Moses. Are you the seed of Moses?
Yeah, are you the seed of Moses? Yeah, no. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, your name on the tablet? No. Then whose seed are you? You're Abraham's seed. So it had nothing to do with the law, see? And Abraham is the father of faith, and he gave tithe to Melchizedek. Now, watch it. Jesus in Hebrews chapter 7 is a high priest on the order of Melchizedek. So we give tithe. It's not about money. It's about obedience. And let me explain that. I'm going to get on that for a minute. If it was about money, how come God didn't change the rate? He's never changed the rate in all these thousands of years. Now, the mortgage companies, they changed the rate. The credit card companies, they changed the rate. The banks, they change the rate, son.
And it's, the government.
And the government changes the rate. It's
percentage.
All about money, but not God. It's about obedience. You see what I'm saying? So you want a sign about tithing? I just gave you one. Show me a sign. Hallelujah. You're the seed of Abraham. Mm. So do what Abraham did. And consider not, stagger not, and be fully persuaded that what this Bible has to say Amen. Concerning you and what you're going to do. I want to thank all our partners who help us do this today. I mean, everywhere we are, we are never alone. I tell partners all the time, I never go by myself. I bring my partners with me because we could never do any of this. Look, ladies, I'm going to give you a promise. You see this table? Kathy picked this table out at a place, but you know who paid for it? You. Yeah. Now, you know, me and Kathy give to this ministry greatly.
I got a good price on it, too.
And sure, yeah, Kathy likes a good price. Praise the Lord. And all that kind of stuff. All the cameras, all the lights, the studio, everything you see out here was done by you.
That's right.
And people say, man, Brother Jesse, you do very well. I've never had a financial deficit in 48 years of preaching. And the reason why, you ready? I trust you. You trust me. And we both trust God. I say that all the time. We got a girl in here named Jennifer. She goes, are you going to say it again? I'm going to say it till Jesus comes. Praise God. Because without you, we couldn't do this because God uses you. You see what I'm saying? So thank you, partners. And if you're not a partner, you want to become one, all you got to do is do that today. You can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And give if you want to. If you don't want to, don't. But if you want to, do. You can use PayPal if you like. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to JDM apps. You like the JDM apps because you can select how to give. Or you can do like I do, just mail in an old-fashioned check, you know, through the post office and things of that nature. 100% goes in the world evangelism to preach this glorious gospel. And I will tell you something, man, I had a rough week. Last week I was preaching up a storm. In fact, me and Jerry preached at the same church. I preached, I think, on a Wednesday, and I think he preached in Hobbs, New Mexico. I believe he either preached Thursday or Friday, one of them. I can't remember which one it was. And when you understand that, it's amazing. Friday. I'll just give you an idea. People say, why does that man have a plane? Let me give you an idea of what we did last week. I flew from New Orleans to Anaheim, California. I preached Sunday morning in Anaheim, California. Sunday night in Bakersfield, California. I flew home. I was in New Orleans on Monday night. Tuesday night, I was in Hunterdon, West Virginia. Wednesday night, I was in Hobbs, New Mexico. Thursday night, I was in Kerrville, Texas. Glory to God. I mean, this is bam, 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 bam. I got back home Friday. I rested Saturday, and I was in Las Vegas on Sunday. And I flew back and got back late from Las Vegas from preaching. And
Flashpoint Monday night.
Monday night that's passed here. And then of course, we're here doing these boardroom chats. We just don't stop. You know why? I'm going to tell you when I'm going to stop, when everybody's saved. The Bible said, when this gospel is preached to the world for a witness, you want a sign? Here's a sign. Mm. A witness. He didn't say they have to receive it. He said they have the witness, the end shall come. There's an old song I used to love, sign, sign, everywhere, sign. Talking about something, okay? He said, long-haired, freaky people need an altar ply. So I put my hair under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
You do? You didn't look at
like
you too pleased with it, though.
No, I'm trying to remember if that's the same song.
That's the same, sign, everywhere, sign. I mean, you know, and everybody's looking for signs and everything. You know what I'm saying? But there will be no sign given. But, you know, if you get so busy living for Jesus, and Jesus living for you, you're not going to be concerned about what's going on. You're in the world, but you're not of it. That's why I preach that old sermon, the battle cry of the Christian. But Jesse, you don't. How do you know where to go? God, Scripture, St. John 16:13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide me in all truth. That works when you're a sinner. God guided me to her. I would have never met Catherine Marie Carré. I would have never went to Houma, Louisiana. I'm a West Bank boy, born in Algiers in New Orleans, you see. Kathy was born in Houma. And you've heard me say this before. And my father, who worked for Getty Oil Company, got transferred to Houma. And my mama got mad as well. She said, we ain't going to Houma. We're staying on the West Bank, you know what I'm saying? And I remember my dad said, Mom, this is a promotion. And if I don't take this, it's possible they would let me go. And that's how come we got to Houma. And I really believe God transferred my daddy to Houma so that I would one day meet this girl here. And I did because he saw this ministry. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he saw this ministry and he knew what this ministry would do. And I mean, and I'm not bragging about it. It's global. It's literally all over the world preaching this gospel in a lot of different languages everywhere. God has been so good and gracious. See, so I didn't have to have a sign to meet Kathy. I just saw her come walking up at the swimming pool. In fact, I met all her sisters at the same time. And then when God called me to preach, I didn't ask for a sign. I said, no. I said, I didn't want to preach. But you saw that I was called before I ever did.
Yeah.
You and the pastor, they were on me like white on rice. You know, you're called to preach. I said, yeah, I done lost your ever loving mind. I didn't go home and say, Lord, show me a sign. No, first thing, I didn't want to show
His
me a sign. I didn't want
to
do this.
Most everything has been no. Like I say, he came kicking and screaming. You're consistent.
I'm very consistent.
That.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not doing that. Well, then I'd pray and talk to him, talk to the Lord. Oh, maybe we'll do it. You know, I've said this before. Third thing is, okay, I'll do it. I'm going to get saved, or I'm going to preach the gospel, start the church, all these different things. And the fourth thing is always, I'm so glad I thought of that.
I did.
He takes ownership of it.
Yes,
well, that's
right.
Good. We're one.
So remember what Jesus said, that no sign would be given to the generation. You know who he was talking to? The church, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots. Think about that. Wasn't talking to the heathens. Wasn't talking to the laity, the people that are in the church. He was saying, you guys. You know, and I honestly believe this, that the reason why churches are in bad shape is not because of them people. It's the minister that's leading that congregation that don't want to believe what the Word of God says.
Wow.
I really believe that, because your church is a product of its pastor. That's just common sense. I'm the head of this ministry, and this ministry is a product of who I am and me and Kathy, both of us. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand that, I'm not looking for signs. Now, I will rejoice greatly if I saw the eastern sky split and here come Jesus. Now, I personally believe Jesus is coming. You can do what you want to do. I don't need no sign on it, because he said two will be in the field and one will be taken and the other one will stay.
Right.
And that one that's going to be taken is us.
Amen.
I mean, us. You see what I'm saying? So if you're looking for signs, Satan's going to make sure you see something, and he can lead you astray that way.
We're not led by signs. The scriptures tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We're to be led by the Spirit, and we're supposed to search out the Word and study the Word of God, so there won't be we'll be a workman that's not ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. But we're led by the Spirit. We're Spirit-led people. We're not led by signs. Although if there's a sign that comes, we trust the Spirit of God to direct us. Because that was a sign the day when Jesus was crucified, and 3 hours they saw darkness. The curtain was rent from top to bottom. Those were all signs. If people would have just opened up their eyes and looked, God gave them many signs. That same day that those Pharisees asked Jesus for a sign, he just fed 4,000 people. So there's multitudes of signs out there that's been recorded in the Word of God. Your life is a sign. The fact that God could change you the way he did, supernaturally, not saying that you were that, but you were that.
I was mean as a snake.
Only God.
I was a heathen.
Hallelujah.
From hell.
But
you can tell when
she tells
me about my past, because she grabs my arm like this and she remembers something I did wrong and squeezes me and hurts me.
No, I'm intent.
See, look, that goes again.
That means don't stop me. Don't interrupt. Yeah. But anyway, that is a life change.
Was that
is
that
a
bad?
Sign. Yes.
Yes, I was. But I'll tell you.
And only God could do that to any of us, to have all of a sudden, one day I never thought about God, but the moment that I prayed that prayer, the light went on, basically, and I knew God was real. And so it put me on a journey to search out his Word, learn about him, and his Word, the fact that it's been preserved for us all these years, that it's here written for us to study and know.
And everyone that wanted to destroy it,
they're dead.
It's a
sign in itself.
All these people that want to destroy it all.
All those
gone.
Other gods, you can't
there.
Find Jesus' bones anywhere. You can find their bones, their DNA somewhere. Jesus resurrected. He's in heaven. And
he's over 500 people saw him ascend.
Yeah.
And you know what some said? It's in the script. And some doubted. Now, how can you doubt when you see a guy levitating, going up in the sky, angels with him?
See,
I mean, this is physical. You can just see it.
I see it, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
They had a sign. Even then was a sign to those people. And when Paul was recording that in the book of Corinthians, he says, and some of those that saw that are still here today.
You know,
he didn't see it. He says, I was one born out of season, but he heard about it. But Jesus revealed himself to him on the Damascus Road.
That's right.
He saw a sign.
Well, you know what about the signs? You know, we don't need no signs anymore to go anywhere at all. They ought to take every sign off of the interstates. Why? You got GPS. My God, you just put it in the front and it will take you there without a sign.
Leave those highway signs. Those are important.
Yeah, you know, those, but think about it. You know, that's the old way of looking at things, and that's good. I mean, I like them. But
signs,
I mean, really,
good.
You just hit that GPS. Is it Google? That's what you call it? I don't know what you call it. And all of a sudden, it says, that woman says, turn right. At the red light, turn right. This and that. I never forget one time I had a computer chew me out. I was at the Atlanta airport. I'll never forget. And it said that, and so I walked into this little cart thing, and they said, the door is closing. The door is closing. Well, all of a sudden, I remember something, and I went in, but I didn't go out the thing, but I guess my hand went broke there. And it says, I told you the door is closing. In other words, back up, we old white-headed fool. And I did. And I thought, Lord, man, I've been chewed out by a computer. You know what I'm saying? But all the computer wanted me to do was just do what it said. And it was just such a blessing. You know what I mean? I mean, I laughed all the way when I got back. This is from years and years ago. And now that computer is probably dead as a doornail now. And, you know, because that's probably 25, 30. Whenever the Atlanta Airport, Hartsfield International opened up, that's that command. We wanted to see that big airport, you know, that kind of stuff. That's way back when. But I tell you, we needed signs then. You talk about could get lost in that place, son. You could get
signs
lost.
Signs are important things. Yes. I remember this sign I saw one time that someone posted, and it was a sign outside of a Chinese restaurant, and it says, all you can eat buffet. And it says, not eat, stay all day. You eat, you go home. It's so funny. But, I mean, we see funny signs out there all the time.
But there's signs everywhere. The other day, I mean, you know, somebody gave me something. I said, this is too big for me to wear. I mean, I was swimming in it, and I thought, and then I looked at the label, which is a sign. Uh-huh. It was the wrong size.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But everyone told that person that I was that size. I was not that big. But I guess they saw it that way. I said, well, who knows, you know? What are you looking at me for?
You know,
you've had the same problem.
It feels
problem.
Better when you put on something that's too big rather than too small. If I make a mistake, I'd rather be on that side.
I was
it.
So, one time, Kathy is really concerned. She didn't want to look fat and all this kind of stuff. Does this make me look fat? We went to a church one time. She had this dress on that she really liked. It was hilarious. Now, watch this. So I said, come on up here, Kathy, and say something to the Lord. And it went all the way down to her ankles. It was a pretty dress. But what happened was she was standing on a vent.
The vent on the platform blew up the dress, and I looked like I weighed 300 pounds.
It didn't go up, but she
and
looked like she was 300
pounds. Took a picture of me up there with Jesse, and they posted it. I just...
It was hilarious.
I got over it.
Her dress went, and it didn't go up. It was just enough to fill it all the way. Even her arm, she looked like Popeye the Sailor Man.
I had a blue jean jacket on.
This is another place.
Don't laugh so hard.
That's funny.
I've seen pictures of you.
I know. It happens, you know. But it was hilarious. It was just so funny. Kathy does the funniest things in church. And I just use them. I mean,
they don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. She said, go on to the next sign.
You know, but I love
Let's
that.
Read some testimony
I love
before
that.
I get killed on this program.
Okay. But by the way, I love that message that you preached years ago. It's one of the classics. But
Do we have that on video?
Well, when you talked about it last week on the chat, we started researching, saying, where is that? Is it on the app? Is it anywhere? And it's not. So right now we're working on restoring it.
The archives.
Nope. Yeah, but it's not available anywhere to look at unless you're someone who years ago bought one of those Jesse's Gold cassette series.
That's right.
In that Jesse's cassette. Gold package that I put together mm-hmm. many, many years ago.
I'm telling you, this is years ago.
And so that's one that we're working on, and we're going to... let you know when it's available,
okay.
Hopefully soon. Anyway, boardroom chat testimonies. Sarah says, hello there from Germany.
Praise the
and
Lord.
And Myra says...
That's your sister?
No, it's spelled Maria, M-I-R-I-A. Oh. How do you think you pronounce that?
Mira.
Excuse me, Mira. It's not mirror like a mirror.
No,
Mira.
I didn't say mirror. I said Mira.
Watching from... You're good on names.
Yeah, very good.
Watching from Nigeria.
So, on the edge.
Where you need to be.
Ain't
no. Patricia says... Hi, Kathy and Jesse from Queensland, Australia. Thank you for this message today. Love all you all in Jesus' mighty name.
And we're coming to Australia next month.
In May.
I hope you can come see us.
Yeah, all the dates are be on the app You can see that somewhere. Our meetings are listed.
On the website.
Website, too.
Go to the meetings page.
Amen. And let me see. It's on the magazine. You can see it there. Owen says, thanks, Jesse and Kathy. I give God the glory in everything and not ashamed to do it. I love it. You guys are such a blessing to the body of Christ, and your example is a testimony to the goodness of God. We talked about never forget God.
Oh, don't amen. Praise the Lord.
So
what else
important.
You got?
And this one, Rhonda says, aloha, good, and it's some kind of Hawaiian word, which means good afternoon, from Hawaii. Thank you both for the word. Pam says, thank you for your teachings to give God glory all the time. I shall remember the Lord my God. It is Him that gives Pam the power to get wealth.
Praise
with
the
Him,
Lord.
I am a winner every day. I've learned a lot from these boardroom chats.
Amen.
And I'm believing God for the hundredfold. Every seed planted
Come on, girl.
Is named for my blessings.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You got any more?
Yeah, I do. Joey says, partner in Pennsylvania watching. God bless JDM.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate all y'all sending in those things. That just blesses us, you know. We know people are watching. And but
yeah,
when they take time
are.
To actually write something down to email us or however,
yeah.
It's just such a blessing.
And this
blessing.
Is a sampling, of course. We read just
right.
All week, take time to read a few. Kat says, very, very, very helpful video, Jesse and Kathy. Thank you. God has really blessed you. Keep going.
I'm going to do the best I can. Praise
are.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
And another one, Badia says, I'm so glad you both demonstrate God's blessing in all aspects, including finances. It has helped me realize that I can believe for over and above
That's right.
what I need without being selfish or greedy.
That's right.
That's wonderful to hear that one. Okay, one more. Cyrus says this.
You put your glasses on.
Don't laugh at me.
I hear that glasses right there.
I can read it. Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Yes. It's an unusual name.
Okay,
This was simple yet conveyed what I needed to hear. His presence comes with your boardroom chats. Is it possible to get the Voice of the Covenant magazine in India?
I don't see why
Yeah,
not.
You can just go online and read
sure.
a digital copy, of
You can
course.
Read a digital copy, or you can,
if you write
you can get
to
on
us,
the mail list.
Right,
do,
yeah,
do
get on the mail list. We send lots of internationals
oh, yeah.
over.
Praise
but
the
you
Lord.
Don't have to wait. You can watch it, read it
yeah.
today.
You
on,
can read it today.
Actually, on the website, but also on the app. There's a place where it has the magazines. You go back and look at old issues.
Good.
You Praise don't even
Lord.
Know that.
No, I don't know
You
that.
Need to know that.
I did not know that. But I mean, now I know it. Praise the
now
Lord.
You know.
What a blessing to God. Thank you for watching us today. And you know what? If you're looking for a sign, let me give you one. It's the Holy Scriptures.
Yes.
Genesis to Revelation. Go get what you want. It is a buffet mm-hmm. of great blessing because for God so loved you
yes.
that He gave Jesus.
Yes.
Think about that. Started out with a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jesus left, He said, my peace mm-hmm. I give unto you.
Yes.
Think about that.
It's a gift covenant the world can't give, He said.
My God, it's just such a blessing. So if you don't know the Lord, you can meet Him today. How do I do that? Ask Him to come in your heart and just say, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
You know, we have all kind of ways we can pray that. But, you know, you pray with your heart, not with your head. And the Lord will minister greatly to you. Not some of the time, but all the time.
Yes.
So until next week, this is Jesse and Kathy saying we love each and every one of you. And once again, partners, thank you for helping me preach this gospel. I got to say it again. Everything you send, 100% of it goes into world evangelism. And we're reaching people. We're changing lives, one soul at a time. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Amen. So till next time, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. Let's give them a blow away kiss. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.